Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the day of Pentecost, June 8th, 2025, entitled Brave Enough to Pray. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral Fredericton podcasts on the web, or find us listed on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube Music, TuneIn Radio, or Podchaser podcasts. Subscribe using your favorite podcatcher. Suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a mighty wind. Luke, the great storyteller, tells the story of the first Christian Pentecost in the book of Acts. The people were gathered as usual to celebrate the Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Weeks, Pentecost, for the Hebrews marked the giving of the law, the Torah, 50 days after Pentecost. 50 days after Easter. It was Pentecost. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a mighty wind, Luke says. Though Jesus had physically left the world, God returned in the power of the Holy Spirit to be with the church to the end of the age. He came to be the Comforter, Advocate, Guide, Companion, Paraclete. He came in spirit. For the church, nothing was ever the same again. Pentecost is a great time to celebrate, but at the same time, it presents us with a great problem. And the problem is this. If Pentecost takes root, if the Spirit has His way, nothing will ever be the same here again. Those outside, beyond the locked doors, mocked the faithful inside. They must be drunk, they said. Listen to the foolish talk. And Peter rose, and in one of the shortest sermons on record, he gave a thumbnail sketch of the work and power of God's Holy Spirit through the ages and to that day. God moved. Disbelief was turned to faith. And the mob outside demanded to be let inside. We know from the Acts of the Apostles that thousands joined the church in those first few years. And the church suddenly had a problem. A nice gathering was planned up there in the room with closed doors. We had enough bread, enough chairs. We knew one another and what to expect. Someone looked around at the disciples, the inner circle, and said, "This is the friendliest church in town. We're just like a family." We had enough hymn books, enough prayer books, enough padded seats, and we were thoroughly enjoying the good fellowship among ourselves. We pray for the movement of the Spirit of God. We pray for the revival in the church. We pray for revival in the church. Our efforts of evangelism are often sincere. We would like to see more members in our midst, but sometimes our prayers are stirred by a secret wish that if there were more people around here, it would cost us a lot less. More people would mean less of a commitment on our part. I'm not surprised that God doesn't bless that. Are you? Those of us who work in ordained pastoral ministry too often see the need to be too careful. We see our job as the one who brings peace and order to our beloved church. We are reconcilers, peacemakers, those who make this little community a quiet, calm, and comfortable place to be. If there are disagreements, we feel it's up to us to pour oil on the wounds and get everything back in order so that everything is okay. And that might be our way, but it's not necessarily God's way. Pentecost presented a problem for the church. I'm not entirely sure that we see that problem enough in our day. We pray, "Come, Holy Spirit," but then we brace ourselves to resist whatever change the Holy Spirit might bring our way. Pentecost brings with it questions for the church. Are we willing to forsake our settled, comfortable arrangements and follow the leading of the lively Holy Spirit? "Be careful what you pray for," someone once said. Are we willing to let the living, active Spirit grow our church? Not on the basis of our plans and designs, but on the basis of living God's constant call to the whole world. I think we know what our prayer should be. Are we brave enough to pray it? Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com. Send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 noon at 506-450-8500. We'd be pleased to have you visit. Thank you. Thank you.